your mind is about to slip into smooth, slip into peace, man, for real. I'm about to take you down right now. Yeah. You're listening to Gullah Soul Radio. And I'm your host, Lee. Bassezilla is here, and I'm about to walk this bass all the way into my next jam. Yeah, man. Solid. So let your mind just flow with me right now. Come on, go with me right now, man. This is all holistic. This is all soulistic music right here. You can vibe with this one. Yeah. On the strength, y'all. Come on.
With me again, the
return.
Yeah, yeah. Back on my platform.
Yeah. Yes. Right. He's back again. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And so you are a regular musician on my platform. I'm glad to say that because I love your music. It's realistic and it's live. I can hear every tune, every instrument in your tracks. And I'm quite sure a lot of people know what I'm talking about. Hey, UK, if you're out there listening, and everyone here in the United States, I am Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, for Let's Jazz It Up here on Lady Diva Live Radio. Phone lines are open if you want to call in. You know my guest line number. Call in and give Lee Austin a shout out, or just sit there quietly and listen to all the good, good, good info Mr. Austin is going to give us on his new music projects that he have here. So, Lee, where are you calling from? Tell our fans out there where you're calling from.
Hello, everybody. I'm calling from Angleton, Texas, tonight, and I'm glad to be with you all on this evening, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with y'all for a while.
All right. It's going to be longer for a while. So, get comfortable. Have you some bottled water. Squeeze in your earbuds and tune on in. You won't miss a word with what we're talking about. Now, that first track that I just shared, Bassezilla, can you give us some info? What's the brief story behind that track? What inspired you to do that one?
Well, actually, I pulled inspiration concept from Bootsy Collins. You know, he's known as Bootzilla. You know,
yeah.
And the long
yeah.
song and all. You know, a lot of people, hey man, you listen to these guys growing up. You know, you kind of attach yourself to them and to their art. And so when I created this particular piece, I was grooving with it. I'm like, saying, what do I call this? And then all of a sudden, you know, a light bulb came on in my head. I have a 1972 vintage Ventura bass
awesome.
That I use. I keep it real, you know. So I looked at it. I said, okay, Basszilla. I'll do that, and I'll do a monologue with that, you know. And I, you know, a lot of times Bootsy and them, George Clinton and them, they would do monologues along with music. And so, I'll try that for myself on this one. Do something different. And so after I laid down the monologue, after I did the music, I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna work right here. I'm grooving with this. I'm vibing with this one. So thus the name Basszilla came up, and so I used that particular concept on this particular track.
All right, so that is Basszilla, everyone, and I'm quite sure people that are listening want to know how they can get their hands on your singles, your newest singles. We will give that information later in the show. As we move along, I see that you have this new these new singles. That's what you've been working on since the last time you were on my show, which was last January. So I would like to ask you about the newest single that you're pushing the most. And is that one, the name of this track is called Standing in Your Rain?
Yes, yeah, Standing in Your Rain. That's one of the ones that I'm pushing on this particular project right here with these singles. The Standing in Your Rain was inspired from a conversation I had with my father before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the opportunity to talk with him, and he called me in the room, and of course, I always kiss him on his forehead. That's something I always did. And, you know, I sit down beside him and we talked, and we were watching one of his favorite fishing shows. And we talked a little while, and, you know, and he began to share with me some stuff that was on his mind. And one of the last things that was said to me before I left out of the room, he said, Lee, you got to. And, you know, he knew my dreams, my goals that I wanted at the time, and I know it's going to be hard work, you know, getting here where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
But it really, you know, inspired me, and that was over 20 years ago. And so when I came up with this song, the words in this song was basically from the conversation that we had, you know. I know he's at peace, you know what I'm saying? So we had a conversation. So I had to figure out, Brenda, how to put our conversation in a song that would.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people who have loved ones that have passed on, you know, and you have memories, you know, and a lot of people are still healing from that.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to do a song where everybody can actually relate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to what I'm saying, you know, maybe not your words, but overall, I know people can relate to what I'm saying and what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone has their way of course, dealing with these things in life. But I just wanted to encourage others that are still, you know, holding on to these precious memories of our loved ones who have passed away. So I thank God for bringing this, you know, to my mindset to be able to create this piece.
Well, I want to thank you, too. I would like to dedicate this track to my father, who has passed away many years ago, and I remember him. And his name is Charles Coleman, and I hope he's listening. Well, we're going to stop talking so much, and I'm going to spin this track. All right, everyone, here is standing in your rain.
Before my life is over, got to get my life right again. When the morning comes, rest assured I'll be in glory. All my work has been done. Lord, please welcome me home. Welcome me home.
I kind of lost my frame of thought here. As we continue, I will be playing some more tracks, so everyone stay tuned in. Nashaya, now you did a couple of tracks with her, correct?
Right.
Will you be working with her on any new music projects?
As a matter of fact, I am. I just talked with them on last week, as a matter of fact. So I have emailed her some tracks to work on. So she says she's ready. So I'm ready to move forward now and get her vocals done so that we can introduce some more of her messages. So I'm really excited about it. Hopefully next month, March, I plan on getting her vocal work done and getting everything worked out so that we can get her back on.
All right. Thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
You'll be posting about any updates on new music projects with Nashaya?
Yes, I sure will.
Okay.
Nashaya and Henry Jones III. I released him as a Southern gospel country artist. He's versatile, and so I released him in that area, in that particular genre. But I'm going to work with him on a diverse level, giving him some contemporary music to work on, some urban type stuff. I'm gonna let him collaborate with me on some things as well, so I can break him off on his own. And then, hopefully next month as well, I'll be working on it. I plan on going to visit with a Pastor Love. He is a member of the world famous Grammy Award winning Five Blind Boys. I have a single that I produced for him. I got to go and work with him, and so I'm excited about that move as well.
Wow. Okay. So when will I hear about you and Henry Jones III? Will y'all be both coming on my platform within the next few weeks or months? Okay.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That is the plan.
All right. I can't wait. Wow. Yay. And the question now, some of the curious listeners I've been getting on the feedback on social media is, why you choose Lee Austin to do spiritual tunes? This is what I'm getting back from the feedback on a lot of listeners. They like your music. They just want me to ask this question to you. Why do you do spiritual tunes? Why you choose to do that so wholeheartedly?
Because I believe that, what my faith is in God is it's very personal. So I believe that the message that he gives me is not just for me. It's to be able to share with everybody. And that's why I concentrate on doing spiritual music, to where, I have a way of creating music that it transcends. So if there's a particular sound that someone likes or a particular style, I'm versatile enough to be able to go into these different styles and be able to create the soundtrack, be able to create the lyrics and be able to express myself. So that way, when we're dealing with spirituality, it's one of those areas to where, when you need healing, when your soul needs healing, you need a message to be able to help you with that. For example, with Standing in Your Rain, that was a song of healing for me. That was a song of healing for me. And when I did that track, when I went to mix it down and master it after everyone was finished, when I'm mixing and mastering it, and I got tissue by me at the same time.
Aww.
Tears going. I mean, a lot of people don't know that about me. So that's why I tell people, if you really want to know Lee Austin for real, you need to tune into these shows, because I'm able to talk with you about these songs that come to me and why I create them the way I do and make them. So that song "Stand in Your Lane" was a song that really was a healing for me to be able to discuss it and talk about it and be able to put it in a way where I know there's somebody else out there that feels like me spiritually. Yeah. So that's why I do the spiritual music the way I do it, because I want people to be able to feel, because all of us, we laugh, we cry, we have our moments, but spiritually, when we can connect with one another and encourage one another, pour words of life into one another, for me, that is so rewarding to be able to do that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been stuck on Lee Austin ever since the first show, and that's been back in, what, 2019?
Oh, yes, it's been a while.
I think I'm going to have to create a library with all the shows with your name on them. So, yes, your music has been very inspiring, along with some of the scriptures and the music lyrics.
Yeah.
I really like. And I don't find too much of that being done with a lot of artists, as far as I know. I just like your groove. Your funk, the sound is realistic. I can hear every instrument. It ain't computerized. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, because too much computerized music just is fuzzy to me. But as we move along,
the soul of the music,
yeah. So as we move along, another question. From the feedback, are you doing paid events? Are you available for paid events right now? They want
to
know.
Yes, I am. And they go to my. Can I plug my information now?
Go right ahead.
Okay, yeah, I am available for that. I also do freelance recordings as well. My stuff is mobile as well. Stuff, especially like on Shia stuff, that was done freelance. So I do freelance recordings as well. I'm also available for events as well, and you all can reach me at https://// N as in Nancy, the number one, M as in Michael, .com/ LeeAlston, and my email address is LeeAlston, my name, 1970.LA@gmail.com. That's LeeAlston1970.LA@gmail.com.
Thank you for that information. We'll wait for that. We will. I will ask you to mention that information again during the show.
Okay.
And can you tell the curious listeners and all listeners out there, you're available on most all social media pages?
Yes, you can find me.
How many pages
yes.
you have on Facebook? You just got one right now?
Yeah, the one I use just basically for marketing. But for those that really want to talk music business, you got to come to my music website information that I've just given out,
mm-hmm.
and my email address. And so I do most of my music business through that.
Okay. Thank you for that information as well.
You're welcome.
So as we move along, I would like to play another track. I'm quite sure people are tired of hearing us talking. I would love to play this other favorite one of mine, Overflow. So what is the story behind that track there?
The story behind that track is, you know, as an artist, we should be able to, you know, just like an artist that paints, we should be able to paint a picture relative to what we're seeing. And so when I'm looking at the unrest with the population, you know, with people these days, and we need an overflow of God within us, that, you know, the peace of God, the healing of God within our hearts and our souls, and our minds. And this is basically what this song is talking about.
Well, all right. Everyone, stay tuned and listen in. Here is Overflow.
Right now, our minds and our souls are thirsty. We need God to pour His love into us.
Feel my soul, let it overflow.
Oh, the love of God.
My jam there too, Lee. That is my jam there. I'm gonna be singing it through my head. Oh yeah, you inspired me on that one right there too. So as we move along, do you have any upcoming events that's for everyone to see you and perform, or anything you have scheduled online, or any future events you want to mention?
Well, actually, not at the moment. We were blessed with a move in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As a matter of fact, there are several stores that have opened up to us to allow us to put product in their stores in Baton Rouge. Several establishments there, so I'm excited about that. With some of Shia's stuff and my stuff and everybody that's doing soul music, you know. So we're making that move down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So we'll be putting some product in there, of course. And then I don't have any events scheduled at the moment. A lot of things I like to do, maybe like when the spring gets here, summer gets here, and you know. And then you know, we've been doing a lot of outdoor events, you know, because of the social distancing thing. So that's, you know, that's also always a events that we do as well. But at the moment, I don't have anything scheduled at the moment, etched in stone per se. But when that happens, you know, everybody will know what's going on. Believe me. Oh yeah.
All right, and thank you for that information. Thank you. So I would like to spin Sweet Chariot, Gullah Soul, Zydeco, Trap, Clutch Me.
Yeah.
What everybody's been waiting on. And give this brief story behind that track there. Go right ahead, Lee.
Yeah, I wanted to take an old school song, you know, and, you know, just about everybody knows the old song, Swing Down, Sweet Chariot, Let Me Ride, you know. And so what I wanted to do, I wanted to put my spin on it, you know, because my Gullah Soul style, you know, I got to do it, you know, the way I'm feeling it. So this is the way that I came up with it, and I'm really surprised how it turned out, you know, the feel of it, the soul of it, the move of it. And so I'm really, really into this one as well.
All right. Well, everybody tune in. Here it is. Sweet Chariot. Be right back.
Gullah Soul style, Zydeco, on the trap clutch. This year I do my prayers, y'all. Yeah, on the slow down, Zydeco style, with the Gullah Soul style, on the trap clutch. Yes, yeah.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, let me ride.
Let me ride. Let me ride with you. Come on.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, let me ride.
This year right now. This year, yeah.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, let me ride.
Let me ride with you. Sweet cherry, swing low.
Sweet cherry, swing low, and let me ride.
This year be the slow down praise. This year be that slow down praise. Gullah Soul Zydeco style, trap clutcher. Come here, y'all, and listen to this, yeah. It's on the slow down. And by the time I'm done with the monologue, you gon' be in the zone. You gon' be in the zone. You'll check this out right here.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
Let me ride. Let me ride. Ride with you.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
Yeah, Jesus gonna let me ride with you right here on the slow down.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
This is our praise, y'all. This is our praise. Where the party at, y'all?
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
Jesus gonna let me ride with you. About to ride with it right here. Here I go. This year be the trap clutcher. The Gullah Soul style with the Zydeco style on the trap clutch. I said we on the trap clutch. This year on the trap clutch. Let me ride.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
Yeah.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
Let me ride. This year, trap clutch.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
Let me ride.
That is Sweet Chariot, Gullah Soul, Zydeco, Trap Clutching. That's track right there. I'm sitting here in my chair just bobbing my head. I can hear a remix on that track right there. Your mind just goes in belligerent on that one right there. Just belligerent. I can see myself dancing a live ass off of it, a remix, everything. So, yeah, you just went nuts on all these singles.
Yeah, I did, man. You just went absolutely nutty. I had fun on this track here. This track right here was fun. I mean, I enjoyed this one right here, working on this one.
I believe it. I believe you did. Yes. So, what is the ultimate desire which you wish all your fans and followers to get out of all your music, especially these new singles, Lee Austin?
I believe what I would really love to see happen is change of hearts, change of mindsets. You know, we really need to get back to loving again, for real.
Yeah. And
so this is why, you know, I do what I do, you know, to do my part. You know, as an artist, I have a responsibility. You know, I know this. And so, you know, I want to be able to create soundtracks that will inspire or bring a positive vibe, a positive atmosphere, you know, when people are listening to it. And so that's me. That's what I really would like to see happen is that people will listen to the words and maybe hopefully get some minds to change, some hearts to change in a positive way.
Right. Well, that's one way to put it, and thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
And you are more than welcome to give a shout-out to all the persons that have supported you in all these singles. Lee Austin, go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. I want to give a big round of applause, shout-out to Satrice Hudgens. She did the second lead on Standing in Your Rain.
Oh,
and then of course my wife helped me out on the background on that. You know, I wanted to stack them a certain way. I wanted that Minneapolis sound, and I, you know, that's what I was going for.
And so
I give a big shout out to them because, you know, Omar Williams, my son Lee Jr., and Paul Williams and them, big shout out to them because they actually helped me create this brand. And anybody that worked with me, especially in the studio, they know, man, I'm so meticulous. If I don't sleep, nobody sleeps, you know. And, you know, so they know when we come, you know, they, you know, we in there. We locked in. And so it's a it's refreshing to work with people that understand I'm not trying to be difficult. It's just I know what I'm hearing in my head, and I know what I'm hearing in my head, it's got to be on wax. It's got to be put exactly how I'm hearing it. So
yeah.
I got to give a big shout out to these folks because, you know, a lot of times as artists, we're trying to show you what we're hearing in our head and what we're seeing in our head and trying to get it to their heads. And so I got to give a big shout out to them because especially Standing in Your Rain, because that one right there, it was in depth, you know, and it very emotional for me to be able to get through that song and do it. I just thank each and every one of them. And of course, you know, to the memory of my father, you know, and that conversation we had, and a lot of times we don't know, you know, what we do with these conversations, but it came back around for me to, you know, put it on track. And so to his memory and to everyone out there who has a loved one that have went on to be with the Lord, God bless y'all and just remain strong and know that they're at peace with God. And so I know he is. And so that's why I'm able to keep moving like I'm moving.
Well, let's give everyone an applause that has supported you and all these new music. And as we're moving on, I have a couple more singles I would like to play. Meanwhile, you will give us information about them. Bass Talk. What's the story behind
Bass Talk? Oh, man. Bass Talk is one of my Song of Solomon concepts. And I wanted to be able to do a ballad with a monologue, but using my bass guitars to speak for me on this one. And the groove pretty much says it all. That's why I call it Bass Talk. And I know everybody used that term pillow talk. I said, because of my gullet soul style,
yeah,
I got to do it different. So I came
right
with Bass Talk, and it came out this way.
Okay. And thank you for that information on that track, which
you're
I
welcome
will play at the end of the show. Gullet Soul Lyric. What's the story behind that track? I remember you told me, but I want you to tell it again.
Yeah, Gullet Soul Lyric is basically based upon on relationships, you know, and what we face daily and what we go through, and just knowing that we'll make it. We have to believe that we can make it. We will make it, you know, and so just having our like I said, my faith in God, and I know this. You know, in any relationship that you have, be it marriage or family with mother, father, or whatever the case is, a loved one, friend, whatever, you know, we all deal with things. And so I want to just encourage ones with this song to just hold on. It's going to be all right. It's going to be cool. We'll get there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
Now, the last, I would like to ask you again to give your website information and your social media information again. Go right ahead, Lee.
Yes, you can find me at https://// N as in Nancy, the number one, M as in M&Ms, .com/ LeeAlston. That's simply numberonemusic.com and my name, Lee Alston. And my email address is LeeAlston as in Nancy, 1970.LA@gmail.com. That's LeeAlston1970.LA@gmail.com.
All right, there it is, everyone. You got your information. Go and follow up my partner, Lee Alston, online on Number One Music and also the favorite website, alignable.com.
Oh, yeah.
I am on there also,
yeah,
so look for me,
yeah,
as well. So I would like to end this show with asking you, Lee, any words of encouragement you would like to give while we're dealing with this pandemic, the dark times today? Any advice you'd like to give?
Yes. I know that I see a lot of people wanting to start a business or promote your business even through all this. And there are a lot of businesses being built even through this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling someone just the other day, I don't know how many times I've heard, you know, while I was on my journey, you know, that this wasn't going to work. I've had people tell me to my face that, oh, man, that with that brand you're trying to do, man, it ain't going to work because everybody else is not doing what everybody else is doing. You got to do you. It was an elderly man told me one time, you know, he was encouraging me. He said, you know, you Lee Alston, and can't nobody beat you being you. I see, you know, and I took that and I used that to, you know, continue on my journey with this. And I had I had so many people that tried to discourage me not to do this, you know, do it this way, do it that way. And they're not even doing anything, you know. And so I would say to you all, you know, don't you know, don't receive that. You know, you have your heart set on doing something, go and do it. You know, but it's a lot of hard work. I make it look easy. I tell people that work with me, when they start working with me and they see all of these accomplishments that I have, you know, and I've done, you know, at TVN. I worked audio engineer at TVN, and I did that, and I did some other broadcasting positions and everything, you know, to get me where I'm at. But it takes hard work, man. You can't sleep all day and expect to progress. You know, it'd be a lot of days you have to deprive yourself of sleep. I do that all the time in order to get where I need to get. You know, and so it's like, you know, you can't expect a lot of things to happen overnight because it's not. There's a lot of hard work behind this. But, you know, with a lot of hard work and perseverance, you can get there. You can, I mean, you can really make it. But don't receive all this negative stuff. Because if I had to listen to all this negative stuff that people told me, and these are not people that I didn't know. These are people that I knew that have known me. And because of the fact that I don't know what it is with people that, you know, inside of them, they just like to see people fail. It just brings them joy. But I'm not going to give them the satisfaction because I'm going to get mine. I'm going to rise to the top, and I'm going after it. So that's what I would encourage all of you out there. You got something you want to do. You know, if you're frying chicken, hey, man, make the best fried chicken. Everybody want to come to your place. Whatever you're doing. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing T-shirts or whatever you're doing, like my man Henry Jones III, you know, God First, established 2010, his clothing line, you know, he's independent. He's doing it. He does shirts for me. You know, but I want to say this, though, that we got to learn how to support one another.
Yeah.
You know, all these independents out here, you know, we got to learn how to support one another. You know, you want to come on, you know, Brenda's show, and she has an open door, but you also have to bless this woman. You know what I'm saying? You know, bless her. You know, I'm talking about with a monetary financial blessing to put in her pocket so she can keep this thing going. You know, thank you can only get you so far, but she has stuff she needs to do to keep the ball rolling on this. And so when, as independent business owners, we develop that mindset, you know, that in order for us to progress, we got to help one another.
Yeah.
You know, and so I have no problem supporting anybody, you know, but, you know, the thing is that we have to learn how to support one another. It doesn't matter if I'm not at your place. I'm going to come and support you. A lot of people don't want to support nothing unless it's at their place. And that is the way it shouldn't be, man. It's enough money out there everybody can prosper and be blessed with. We just got to work together on this. And so I just feel like I had to say that because your platform has been a huge help to what I'm doing, a major help to what I'm doing. And so that's why I support what you're doing, and I support it wholeheartedly because you have a platform that's available to help people like me, others out there that need a platform so that they can put their voice on the airwaves. And I just I want to thank you and give you a shout out as well.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for those words of encouragement for everyone here. You're more than welcome to always come back on my show, which I will be looking for you within the next few weeks or within the next couple months. And I appreciate it's my pleasure to expose your work and let others hear and see what I see and what I'm hearing. When you first became my partner, it was like, I want to do so much for you and let you see yourself in the work you're doing and the feedback that it's getting. I get in pleasure in enjoying to see you grow and you prosper and more people are following you. You're growing. So it's my pleasure in watching you grow, Lee Austin.
You're always a pleasure to me.
You're always a pleasure to me every time you come back. It's like, oh, Austin's coming back. Oh, my gosh, you know. And I get that joy inside of me. And when you send me your music, I just couldn't wait to hear what it sounds like, that excitement, the goosebumps on my skin, on everything. Mm-hmm. So it's excitement. So
thank you.
more pleasure and more blessings, many more blessings to you, Lee Austin, and your family and all the persons that have supported you. You're always welcome to come back. And I really thank you. It's my pleasure. So
thank you.
As our show comes to an end, I'll be playing two more of his singles, Bass Talk and Gullah Soul Lyrics. Anyone have missed this show, just follow that same link. As you know, I will be working on promoting this show and many other networks across the world, the UK, and everywhere, and throughout the United States. So nobody can't say they have missed my show because it's on every music album on the internet. So you cannot say you have not heard it. So I want to thank all my listeners, thank all my fans, including Lee Austin's fans and followers, for listening in and tuning in. And I want to thank you for your support, Lee Austin, and also all the others that have sent me support in keeping my broadcast going. Want to let everyone, this is the last show for the month of February 2021, and I'm moving into a new month, March. So I would like for you to tune in for my other up-and-coming new artists on my platform. And Lee, you have a blessed evening. It goes for everyone
else.
This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out of Lady Diva Live Radio. Good night, everyone.
till my head turns gray. Seems the odds stack against me. Even Superman can't find a way. I put my faith in God. He's the only one I need. He gave me healing for my soul. He's such a sweet relief, yeah.
Lady Diva signing out.